Goose Tatum's buried here in Texas, isn't he?
Yeah, D2668, I think, in El Paso.
At Fort Bliss?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you just give the number of his burial site?
Yeah, burial site, yeah. D2668, I believe. That was a terrible thing down there.
And there was no funeral service for him, was there?
No. In fact, the girl that was his wife, always been his wife, gave the funeral home people orders not to let anybody come view the body. See, Goose and I were supposed to meet here in Texas for a ball game at Southern Methodist University. We had just talked the day before in a period where he and Barney Ross had died at the same time. But anyway, I went to El Paso, to Ramada Inn, and I asked what funeral homes there were, the black funeral homes. And he named a couple of them. He said, well, I know what you want to do. I said, well, if you read my mind, maybe you do. He said, there are two here. I said, well, which one? He said, well, I'm going to ask you a question before you ask it. Goose Tatum is at such and such a funeral home. I called the funeral home and asked him how long he stayed open. He said, well, we're open around the clock, really. You have Goose Tatum's body? He said, yes, we do. I said, I'm going to come down to view the body. He said, so you're Mr. Haynes, aren't you? I said, yeah. I said, how'd you know? He said, well, I heard that you'd probably be coming. And so he said, no, I've got orders for nobody to visit the body. That was from his wife.
Why?
Why? I often wanted that. But I think this, that she's afraid that some things might would get out that she was trying to stop. But nobody could view the body. You see, I talked with Goose just a couple of days before, and we were going to meet up because we were going to play a game at the college here in Dallas. Then this happens. So something happened. Now, the people lived across the street from where Goose lived. Said the night before that, there was a lot of commotion going on in that house.
How old was he when he died?
In his late 40s, I believe.
Late 40s?
Yeah, I'd say 45, 46.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nobody knew what caused his death?
Well, you know, his son lives out here in Albuquerque, and I'd suggest to his son that he ought to get that body exhumed and try to find out what caused his death.
But didn't the police file a report as to the cause of death or the coroner?
I don't know. I told his son. See, I met his son just this year, and I told him, I said, you ought to try to check to find out what caused that death.
Wow.
And the lady from across the street from where he lived said that there was a lot of commotion over at that house the night before he died.
So it was.
See, he had been in the hospital, and he got out of the hospital. You go, you leave the hospital yourself, and went home.
So he had been in the hospital for something.
Oh, yeah, he had been in the hospital.
So he could have died from whatever that was.
No, he didn't die from whatever that was, because he checked himself out of the hospital. And he was going to meet me in Dallas, Texas, to play his game out at Southern Methodist University on that Thursday or Friday night, it's supposed to be. Something happened there.
Yeah.